More than a year later, former bachelorette and fellow Canadian Caitlin Bristow is still the subject of online bullying. It all started when the franchise had the men cast on the season choose who their bachelorette would be. It was between Bristow and fellow alum Britt Nielsen. Bristow shared her feelings in that moment and what she did to make sure that it was about celebrating women rather than a competition for who would be the better wife.
It was the worst thing ever. When I heard that's what they were doing, I was like, nope, I'm out. I'm not doing that. And I said no, and for a week straight, they just hounded me like, please, you gotta do this. And I had nothing against Britt, so I think I changed my mindset that it wasn't us being pitted against each other and that we actually were friends. So I think that has a lot to do with like what we're talking about today is celebrating other women instead of feeling that competition. And that's what Britt and I both chose to do. We're like, you know, let's just make this fun. We have a friendship. Let's not compare ourselves. We're two very different people. Let's just celebrate and have fun that we're both in this situation and that whoever can look at it and think like, oh, who's the better wife? Like Chris Harrison said. Or like who are the guys gonna pick to be the better bachelorette? We're like, nah. It depends on the guys. Like, I might be like, wow, this group is definitely for Britt, not for me. Like, it's, I changed my mindset and went about it that way instead of thinking about it as a competition.
According to PewResearch.org, young women aged 18 to 24 experience certain types of harassment at high levels. 26% report being stalked online or sexually harassed. 18% report to have been physically threatened or harassed for a sustained period of time. Bristow is not an exception. With social media use at an all-time high, Bristow has been subject to slut-shaming and harassment with negative comments on her Twitter and Instagram accounts.
What's sad to me is that the majority of times I see nasty comments on social media stuff is that it is from other women. And I think that's so sad because just because you do something a certain way or you are a certain person doesn't mean the next girl in front of me has to be the same way. If I choose to make decisions and do things that are right for me, it doesn't mean it's right for you. And I think you have to just celebrate other people's success. I've been taught from my mom to just always celebrate other women, and she's always done that and taught me a really good lesson with doing that. Go compliment another woman that you would normally be like, ugh, she's blah, 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 but you're really just insecure about it yourself. Try complimenting another woman and see how good it makes you feel, because it does.
Since her bachelorette experience, Bristow has been able to build confidence and empower herself.
I think I knew going into it that I needed to be like a strong person with thick skin, but I didn't know how strong I was. And coming out of it I dealt with a lot of online bullies. You go from like surrounding yourself with people who love you, like your family and your friends, and then all of a sudden overnight reality fame, and all of a sudden people hate you for just being who you are, and it's so confusing. But I always just had to remind myself that it has everything to do with those people and nothing to do with me. And I think I learned from that whole situation that I'm a lot stronger than I ever thought I was.
Now with her platform, Bristow hopes that she can build women up and prevent women from tearing each other down.
If there's any reason that I went on that show, I feel like it was for Sean and to be able to have a voice. So thank you.
I'm Melissa Crozen for Skedline.com.